Good morning. My name is David, and I'm going to be reading the Bible for us this morning. If you would like a Bible, please raise your hand and one of the ushers will bring one to you. The page in the Church Bible is helpfully on the screen. It's page 952. And we are reading from John chapter 10, verses 11 to 30. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, since he is not the shepherd and doesn't own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees a wolf coming. The wolf then snatches and scatters them. This happens because he is a hired hand and doesn't care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. But I have other sheep that are not from this sheep pen. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the right to lay it down, and I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, "He has a demon and he's crazy. Why do you listen to him?" Others were saying, "These aren't the words of someone who is demon-possessed. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Then the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem, and it was winter. Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews surrounded him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." "I did tell you, and you don't believe," Jesus answered them. "The works that I do in my Father's name testify about me. But you don't believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one."
Well, good morning, everyone. It is fantastic to see you here today. Welcome to church. Welcome to Northmead Anglican and to Easter and to Good Friday. It is such a great day for us to be here together, and we're really glad that you have joined us. But have you noticed in our society, we keep running out of words to describe things because we've got to keep going higher and higher and getting over the top. Like every news event that ever gets covered is unprecedented. It's never happened before in order to try and get our attention. Everything on social media, people are disgusted. Not "I disagree" or "I think of it differently." It's "I'm disgusted." Even fire danger signs. Remember how they were low, medium, high, very high, I think is what they used to be. Now it's low, very high, severe, extreme, catastrophic. So very high doesn't sound that bad because there's still three or four more categories to go until I hit catastrophic. It's because people have been numbed and we've got to go more over the top and shout louder. And so as we hear about Good Friday, you might be thinking, well, doesn't sound that impressive. Sounds like it's all right. But in a world of extremes, it's good for us to be reminded how good is. And today is a truly good day in every sense. I mean, it is an awesome, special day. We are so glad that you can be with us to celebrate, and we hope you'll join us again on Sunday as the rejoicing continues with our resurrection celebration. It's going to be a whole lot of fun on Sunday. But today is awesome because the news today brings is spectacular. And we call it Good Friday, and that's what it truly is. It's perfectly amazing, phenomenally good. Because you know what the remarkable thing about what makes this day so good is it makes a massive, undeniable statement about who we are in God's eyes. It makes an incredible, eternal declaration that easily gets swamped by all the shouting and all the struggles and sufferings and hardship of life in the world. Good Friday says we are special. That's what this day is about. It says very clearly that we matter to God. Our lives have meaning and we are loved. And we are accepted by God, welcomed by God. All because Jesus was willing up to give up his life for us. Now we have a home in heaven, the Bible says. We have the sure and certain hope of life after death, eternal life, glorious, joyful life, all made possible by the death of Jesus Christ. It's enough to take your breath away when you really understand how good this day is, how loved we are by God, and how complete his acceptance of us is, and it's all because of Jesus. And so today my prayer and my purpose is that we would really appreciate and experience and grasp this glorious spiritual truth, this magnificent eternal reality, and really get what makes Good Friday so amazingly good. And it begins in our passage in verse 11 where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, in one sense, we get the idea that Jesus is the good shepherd. We've seen those soft pictures with him with a sheep over his shoulders. Never really thought about it, but we know. But what does he mean by, I have to lay down my life? Why does Jesus, the perfect, holy Son of God, the only man ever to have never done anything wrong, why does he have to die? Well, that's what we're looking at today. That's what we're going to see in today's passage. There's three points I want us to look at. The idea that Jesus is the good shepherd. The first is the sheep matter to the shepherd. Secondly, the sheep scatter from the shepherd. Thirdly, the sheep are gathered by the shepherd when he lays down his life. You see, by calling himself a shepherd, Jesus is saying, the sheep really matter to me. You really matter to me. We matter to God. That's why Jesus came. That's what Easter is all about. Throughout the Bible, the role of shepherd is used time and time again to convey this truth. It's a common biblical image for God's love, God's care. I love to gather you like my flock. I love to look after you and watch you. The shepherd is the one who guards and guides and provides. Now, we've got an election coming up where we get to choose our leaders. But imagine if we could trust them completely and know with absolute certainty that they would only ever do what is good and that everything was at their expense, at their cost, and was for our good and our benefit. Imagine if we knew that. Because that's what it is to be a shepherd, that the sheep matter to the shepherd. One of the greatest examples the Bible gives us of a shepherd is David in the Old Testament, King David. But before he's a king, he's a shepherd boy in the middle of nowhere. Family-owned sheep. And his job was to go out there in the field with the flock, facing sometimes pretty extreme circumstances and danger like wild animals. And this is the David who fought Goliath. So he goes to visit his brothers who are in the army. Everyone in Israel's army is frozen with fear because there are the Philistines and there's Goliath, man mountain, mocking them, no one wants to fight. David, shepherd boy, says, I'll do it. And this is what he says his qualifications are. He says to the king, I've been tending my father's sheep. There you go, I'm good for this job, I'm a shepherd. But he goes on, whenever a lion or a bear came and carried off a lamb from the flock, I went after it, struck it down, rescued the lamb from its mouth. If it reared up against me, I'd grab it by its fur, strike it down and kill it. I tell you what, that is someone committed to the protection of his sheep. A lion, a bear comes, takes the sheep. He says, I went after it. I hunted it down. I got that sheep back. I don't know about you, but if I am looking after sheep and a lion comes or a bear comes and grabs one of them, my very strong inclination is to step back and say, would you like fries with that? Would you like to upgrade to the large meal as I'm quietly leaving? But not David, not a true shepherd, and certainly not Jesus, the good shepherd, the ultimate shepherd. He cares for the sheep. And to understand why he's our perfect shepherd and why he had to die for us, we need to understand the danger that we're in, that he protects us from, that he saves us from, that he dies to save us. It's not lions, it's not bears. What we need to be protected from is the judgment of God. And so that brings us to our second point. If Jesus is the shepherd and it proves that the sheep matter to him, then it means we are the sheep. And you know what? The Bible describes people as sheep because the sheep scatter from the shepherd. That's what sheep do. Sheep wander all over the place. They scatter. They don't go straight lines. They don't go where they're meant to go. They are all over the place, all the wrong directions. They listen to all the wrong voices. They need to keep being herded. The Bible says that is true of us. We've gone down the wrong paths. Whether it's just because we're aimlessly wandering or because we've deliberately not listened and choose to go our own way, the Bible says people, all of us, are like sheep who've done the wrong thing and gone the wrong way. Wandered off and we're lost and we have no idea how to get back. You know what the natural defense mechanism of a sheep is? The wool gets stuck in the wolf's teeth or something like that. It's got nothing. A sheep has nothing to defend itself. That's us. We're vulnerable. There's a reason why the world feels so messed up and lost and broken. And you know what? God is angry that his people who matter to him, people who he cares for, people who he made and he loves and he provides for and he leads them and guides them and speaks to them and protects them and cares for them, that they would reject him and wander away. Now, you might like to think, well, I worship God my own way. I like to follow Jesus my own way. But that's like saying I pay taxes my own way. Or I follow the speed limit my own way. The thing is, you either are or you aren't. It's just often a very polite way of saying I'm ignoring God by saying it's my way. Again, the Bible helps us to understand why Jesus is a good shepherd and why he needed to die. Because in a passage in Isaiah 53:6, this is a passage written 700 years or so before Jesus is born. It's all about why he had to die for us. It says this: we all went astray like sheep. We've all turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the punishment for our wickedness. Wickedness is our problem, our guilt. See, if someone stepped in front of a bullet for you, if they took a bullet for you, then it only makes sense how good that is when you know how bad bullets are and what they do. Just like if someone rescued you from sharks, or if they could instantly cure you of a deadly disease, if someone rescued you from crushing debt or from a messed up relationship, whatever it is, then that help, that rescue only really makes sense when you comprehend how great the danger was, how deep the trouble was, how bad and how messed up things were. We've all angered God. We all stand to face his judgment. The sheep have all run away from the one who loves them. People have all rejected the one who cares for them. We've all disobeyed the one who created us. The Bible calls it wickedness. And as a result, we face God's punishment, whether we like it or not. But this is why it's so amazing that Jesus says, I'm here, I'm the good shepherd. And why it's breathtaking that he would say, I will lay down my life for the sheep. See, we've seen the sheep matter to the shepherd, even though the sheep scatter from the shepherd. But in Jesus, the sheep are gathered to the shepherd when he lays down his life. This is Good Friday. Jesus came to lay down his life for us. Jesus is the shepherd who says, I will do anything. I will go anywhere. I will do everything. I will give my absolute all. I will lay down my crown. I will lay down my riches. I will lay down my life and pour it all out for my people. What he's saying is he knows we deserve God's judgment. He knows we've gone our own way in wickedness and rejected him as the good shepherd. But he is willing to die to get us back. He's willing to be crucified. He's willing to be rejected to rescue us. He gives up his life so that we can live forever. That's what he's saying. Jesus is the King, the perfect one who came to be punished for us. Jesus is the Lord who gave his life as a ransom for us to die that we might live. Jesus isn't a king who bosses the people around and makes sure they don't have any fun in life. No, he's the king who does everything for our good. He doesn't serve his own needs. He doesn't come into the world and demand that we bow before him. He says, I'm here to die for you. My own expense, I will give you life. And he's the king who doesn't give us one or two blessings and a little bit of help when we need it. He lays down everything. He lays down his whole life for us. That is a shepherd. That is a king who loves his people. And so listen to what Jesus says about what it means for him to be the good shepherd who lays down his life for us. In verse 12, he says, I am not like the other leaders you will experience in life, who run away and leave you when things get hard, who are only interested in themselves. They don't care for you. They don't care for the sheep. He says, I stay, I stand, I give up my life. Verse 14, he says, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Jesus came to have a relationship with us. He makes it that we can know him just as he knows us. Love him just as he loves us. Verse 16, he gathers and unites us together as one flock. So not only is our relationship with God fixed, our relationship with our shepherd is repaired and restored and perfected, but so is our relationship with one another. We're united and gathered, one people, one flock, under one great King and Lord. And then listen to what he says in verse 26 to 30. This is astonishing. Some people don't believe what he says. And he says to them, you don't believe because you're not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who's given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. You see, that's the absolute confidence we have as Christians. The absolute certainty of security and safety. I give them eternal life. It's free. I give it to them. And they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. No one will snatch them out of the Father's hand. This is what is accomplished by Jesus laying his life down on the cross. This is what is achieved by Jesus clearly pointing out in these verses that he is God. He says, I and the Father are one. And my power and my sacrifice means you will be safe and you will be alive for eternity. So today is a good day. But if you don't yet know Jesus, you have a choice today. And one is to keep doing what you're doing and don't listen. Don't hear. Don't respond to his call. Keep doing your own thing. Keep wandering your own way away from the shepherd and face God's judgment. Or you can hear his voice. You can hear the call of the good shepherd. You can hear his promise, his guarantee of life and joy and love, and hear his sacrifice on the cross for you. And come to him and trust in him and follow him. Give your life to the one who laid down his life for you. And you will be forgiven. And you will be given eternal life. And you will truly see why today is so good. So let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day and what it has accomplished, that Jesus Christ, our perfect Lord and King and Saviour, the Good Shepherd, laid down his life for us. Thank you, Father, that you see us and you know us and you know exactly what we're going through. You know exactly what our problems are. You know exactly what we need. And you sent your Son Jesus to be our Savior and our King and our Shepherd and our friend. Thank you for his love. Thank you for his sacrifice. Please help us to hear his voice and follow his call. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.